Good evening, everyone. This is April the 12th, 2023. This is your your Freedom Club of the USA and BioRenew Creator Call. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host. We have Lois with us. And we'd like to start all our calls with our grounding exercise. Lois, would you be so kind to guide us through that?
I will. And everyone, take a few more swallows of water. We will begin with the correction for a reversal. To do this, take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. Then take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. And we will do each of those two more times. Right to left, left to right, right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal. Now take a few more swallows of water. It is important to stay hydrated, so make sure that you do drink more water during tonight's session as well as in the following days. What we will be doing next is a grounding exercise. And for this, you will have your eyes closed, which means you should not be driving, operating a vehicle, no TV on. In a nice, quiet, relaxing environment, you can be sitting or lying down, whichever is more comfortable for you. With your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. As you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Thank you, Lois. And let's do a little bit more to get our guests tuned up here. So give me just a moment. Keep learning new things, don't we, Lois? They seem to pop up sometimes unexpectedly. We get an intuitive flash like you had the other day. or somehow or another, little messages come to us, and we respond, of course, to them. So in recent times, we've discovered a number of new things. One of them being more recently here is our lifeline. And many are wondering what the heck that is, and we're still pondering that ourselves to some degree. And then there's timelines. We've been talking about those for some time. A timeline would be from the moment you're born, and let's say you kept a diary of every minute of your life, you know, wrote down into this, everything you did, that would be a timeline, a sequential series of events that constitute your entire life. And that can get messed with by the dark ones. They can skew things. Let's say you have a trauma at age 5, mommy and daddy divorce, or there's a big fight or something of that nature, and you feel somehow part of that, or you're being blamed. That could be, for a 5-year-old, a huge trauma. So up to that point, maybe there was love and secure feelings that you had, but at age 5, bam, now you feel very insecure and unwanted, for example. So that now becomes your basis of your life. It replaces those nice, secure feelings you had with something insecure. And you start living based on that moving forward. Maybe at 15, another trauma happens. And similar things happen. Whatever those strong emotions are now becomes your new basis for understanding what life is all about. So that's not a very healthy way to live. Like, we all will have experiences. So we found we can correct that, okay, with Creator's light and love. And in doing so, you kind of merge all of those three, in that case, three lifelines or timelines into one. So you still have that early grounding. You have, yes, the traumas. And then we have processes to resolve the traumas. Okay, they're there for a reason. You say, wait a minute, that didn't sound like a very good thing. Why would be the reason, or what would be the reason for having a trauma in my life? I just want to get rid of those hurtful feelings. Well, this is a school of hard knocks is perhaps a better explanation. It's tough. It started off as a fair game, Creator having explored what is darkness, the opposite of what Creator is. And two things came from that. One, Creator has unconditional love and creates very positive things. The opposite of that is fear. The opposite of love is fear, and the opposite of creation is destruction. So the dark, as their basis for living, is all about fear and destruction. That's their goal, their objective, their life mission. So a game was constructed 13,000 years ago. Well, let's examine this darkness. Maybe we can learn from it and have light exist with it. So humans can then choose from light or dark, however they want. The rule was also the dark could not invade the light ones unless they were given permission by that person. Well, darkness does not follow rules. That's their nature, is to cheat. So they created their own set of rules and said, hey, we can do anything we want to anyone anytime we want. And they have been doing that ever since. Now, Creator could have snuffed out the game, ended it, terminated it in the early days, but thought, well, we're not making a lot of progress here just being light beings. We're very comfortable, but we're not making new discoveries. We're not expanding. So maybe we can learn something from the dark, and thus the game proceeded. Then we learned quickly enough how dark cheat. Now, they could not, at the time, everybody was a light being of the human type, light beings, so therefore the dark could never invade or harm a light being. So they had to trick, and they did, a number of light beings, inducing them with a lie. Of course, they'd never been lied to before, so they didn't pick up on it as a lie, that there is something even better than what you're experiencing now. And a number of them fell for the con. And what happened is they were induced into a process that actually downgraded them from a light being down to a carbon body, which we call a human today. Very limited, short lifespan. Have all sorts of needs. You have to eat, you have to drink, need shelter, clothing, and on it goes. All the things we need today to survive. As a light being, everything was provided. You lived on light. Didn't have organs and glands. You didn't need them. But now we do need all these things to function. So let's play the game. And they can also invade you now because they set up their own rules. So this has proceeded now for 13,000 years where we've been bludgeoned, if you will, by the dark. But the intent or the hope was that light will always overcome darkness. All it takes is a little match to light a room, maybe dimly, but a little bit of light can remove a lot of darkness, can it not? So the thought was, we'll work through it. We'll find a way to, for these humans, even in their downgraded mode, to find their hearts, find love, and that'll be enough to dissipate the darkness. Having never experienced darkness, we were a bit naive. Had no idea how vicious darkness can be. Darkness is entities, energies, essences of all kinds of varieties. They live in another domain that's invisible to us. So that's another way they've kind of hid their presence, but you can see them. So they can invade you, and you don't even realize they've invaded you, and they can manipulate people to do horrendous, awful things, or just self-destructive things, whatever is their pleasure. And their pleasure is to see you in pain, to see you in fear, to see you just being destroyed in different ways in your life. So that's the challenge. On the positive side, we see light is eternal, hope is eternal, and we all have a feeling that we can overcome this. There is a way. There's somehow we have that inherent knowing that there is a way out of this mess. And all this pain and struggle, disease is all instituted by darkness, invading organs and glands of your body and shutting them down, manipulating them, so we call it a disease. They can invade your mind and block you from seeing things. For example, they may block your logical mind, your left brain, to some degree or another, and thus you're totally into the emotional side. We call those liberals, don't we? We see plenty of that today. They can't, even when you explain things to them in very simple terms, they can't comprehend. You're trying to manipulate me, or they find fault. And they run into their emotional brain and they cannot comprehend. And it's easy to fault them, but do understand they too are inflicted by darkness. We see others who just seem to enjoy evil. We have folks who created the financial system that manipulated people and making money out of nothing, and then we spend our years in sweat and labor to pay back a loan they never even funded. Just one example. More currently, we see the desire to eliminate 80-90% of the population. They've tried many different ways through wars. Wars just don't happen. Why do people go to war? You don't bomb people you don't disagree with. You just work through it. you have a little discussion and end a problem. But if you've been finding leaders of country A and leaders of country B are all infused by darkness, you can skew each's feelings toward the other such that there is no room for compromise. And all it takes is one action to get the game going and can lead into bombing, shootings, all kinds of things. So every bad thing on the planet that you have seen in any fashion is all rooted in one thing, darkness. This is a game of duality, light and dark together. But darkness have the upper hand and have had for 13,000 years, so the first thing they did, or one of the first, was to block access to Creator, the creator of all that is. Layers and layers and layers, hundreds of layers, thousands of layers have blocked Creator's access to you. In prior times, you had access to Creator 24/7. You want to find truth? Want to explore? Have a question? Go for it. And that was a common thing. Now, with that blocked, we're left with, where is my Creator? Of course, we have no memory that we had a Creator in prior lives, so therefore we had to kind of invent one. There must be some supreme being that made these flowers grow and these trees grow and this child come forth from the womb and so forth. There has to be a supreme being that put all this together. So we created, and most of us would refer to in much of the world as God or some variation of that, but it's a contrivance. It's something we had to presume was there, but our interpretations of this God are quite different. Some see a loving God, but then how do you explain all the evil in the world? Why would God do that? Others say much may be a vengeful God or an angry God, because he's punishing us, or we must be born into sin, right? Why would that be? Of course not. If we've been invaded by darkness, that's where sin or any version of that, or whatever you want to call it, comes from. And if Jesus died for our sins, as some have said, well then, why do we have sin today? It's everywhere. And that was not true. He did not die for our sins. Okay, so there's a lot of falsehoods that have crept into, and some of them intentionally, by manipulating people to change recordings, change messages, so that we continue to be confused. When you're confused, you're controllable. And no, we're not born into sin. We're born pure, but even in the womb, sometimes we are already affected by the mother's traumas. So sometimes we're born already with some stress. But that again always relates back to darkness. So every problem on the world, we say, well, we need to get rid of that person. Throw them in jail and get, you know, replace them with somebody else. Well, the darkness invades that somebody else. And so we have just a perpetuation of the same old, same old. Dark's goal is to control everything. And even have, you know, fighting one war against the other, people against people, husband against wife. Creating false beliefs, such as the gender nonsense we see going on today. There are just two genders, your XX chromosome or XY. There's nothing else in society, in the animal kingdom, human kingdom. And everything else is a mental disorder. If you can't identify with your own XX or XY, male and female, you're out of touch. We've put those people in insane asylums in the old days. Today we seem to honor them. Oh, we got to be accepting. We got to be all inclusive. that all-inclusive is really segregation. I'm in this little group here. I'm a homosexual, or I'm a transgender, or I'm a this, I'm a that. I'm a liberal, I'm a Democrat, I'm a this, you know, whatever it is. That is separating yourself from the pack and say, I want special attention. I want privileges. Because. Yet this country was formed on one principle. We are a melting pot of a variety from any place on the planet can come here, but you have an obligation to, the reason you came was for freedom, and this was the freest country on the planet. It's questionable today, but nonetheless, that was why most came. But the responsibility was that you accept the premise of our Constitution. We're all created equal, and respectfully, you will treat others in that manner. And we will unify under common beliefs. You're innocent until proven guilty, for example. Not true in most countries. And so forth. So blending in and merging into the mentality of freedom was the objective. And somehow we, with the darkness influence, they're not tearing us apart, trying to move. No, I'm better. I'm BLM, right? Black Lives Matter. Well, White Lives Matter. Yellow Lives Matter. Red, all Lives Matter. So as soon as you pull out a segment and say, we're special, we're different, we need extra money or privileges or whatever, you're going against the grain of the unity, the United States. And we're united in spirit. So the dark have had their hand very busily into our minds and find all sorts of ways to separate us rather than unify us. And we got sucked into it, the media, of course, being controlled, the major media, by the darkness. Those who, was it, six owners, accommodate virtually all of the major media. And so they've gone corrupt. We've seen that. They spew lies. They are anti-truth, if you will. We see it everywhere. We see it in the political world. We see it in the drug industry. It's hard to watch a TV program without seeing two or three drug ads. Drugs are poisons. That's why they're regulated. They're destructive. So we have to have a prescription to get them. Why do they make poisons? Why don't they make good things? Because if it's good, it means it came from nature and you can't patent it. Like vitamins, minerals. All right, and those sell at low prices, and they don't like low profits, so they said, well, what if we invent something different? We can patent it and charge whatever we want. But then who'd buy it if it was harmful? Well, let's see. How about we create an organization called the FDA? This is what Rockefeller put together. And what if we fund, with all his money, fund industries, or universities, rather, and give them all sorts of money for building equipment, supplies, but there's a catch. You need to use our newly patented items to resolve health issues or mental issues. And thus the drug industry began. But then again, we need to make sure that we have power and control. So he, being a senator at the time, created with his friends, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and how do items get approved? Does the FDA test all these things for years and then say, well, yeah, it looks like it's a good thing. We'll approve it. No. They rely on the drug industries to provide their studies, and they, of course, go to a third party and say, test this product on a bunch of people and come back with a good report so we can present it to the FDA with a bag full of cash, of course, to make sure that they're happy. And so we've been sold things that are not healthy. And if the report comes back from the independent lab that 20% of the people had serious problems or died, that study never gets presented, does it? If you ever want to deal with us again, you better get a better report. So they find ways to make it look better than it was. So that's how things get approved. Anything that's good is said as witchcraft or old wives' tales or whatever. You know, those herbs, vitamins that have been around for thousands of years all our lives that are very effective and safe get poo-pooed and denigrated. So just an example of how far we have come from the truth. How about COVID? Or in fact, anything they're calling viruses, West Nile virus, Zika, whatever it was in the past, was a kind of a warm-up for what became COVID-19 a couple of years ago. They call them viruses. Anything they call a virus immediately should set a red flag. Because if you understand what a virus is, it is simply something that we all have right now in your own body. Without them, you wouldn't be alive. They never leave your body. You cannot sneeze or spread a virus to anybody else. That's a lie. When every cell in your body replaces itself, it first goes through a death process, and the cell has a certain life, it dies, and a new cell is formed to replace it. Well, something has to mop up that dead cell. Ah, there's the virus. Like a little Pac-Man, munch, munch, munch. And it cleans up all the dead cells, and then the white cells mop them up. And they excrete it from your body, but they never leave your body in a live mode. Bacteria will spread. You can, if you have a flu, cold, whatever, you can spread that, absolutely. But bacteria are easy to resolve. You know, they have colloidal silver, or if you went to the drug industry, they give you a penicillin or some equivalent antibiotic. World War One, remember the big plague and what happened during that time frame? Well, that was induced by injecting soldiers with this bacterial poison, and as they moved around everywhere they went, they spread their bacterial. Well, they called the plague. And people were sick and dying all over the place. Well, today that could never happen because we have so many easy ways to knock out a bacterial infection. But then we didn't have these tools. So they couldn't use it in the COVID world. They had to first convince us that some virus, some mean, ugly thing existed out of the Wuhan, China, from some place, wet market, or they have different theories they threw around, different lies. But in fact, it has never yet, CDC being the premier tester of all of these things, has never ever come forth and said, we have located, isolated this COVID-19 virus. Because it doesn't exist. It was all just a lie. Well, wait a minute, people were dying in China, falling over dead. We saw all these films. Well, a lot of them were fake, but some of it was true. Remember in the early days when 5G was just starting out, Wuhan was a big city, or is a big city, and was one of the early 5G innovators. And they learned if they resonate, it has a whole spectrum of frequencies in 5G, And at 90 gigahertz, if you blast that out from the shelf towers, you will disable people's immune system. Well, they're going to be sick from something, right? And some will die who already were ill. Now they have no defenses. So it looks like we have ourselves a pandemic, or at least an epidemic. Well, there are other 5G cities. Let's turn off those as well. Look, it's showing up everywhere. It's now it's a pandemic. It's, I've got the fear going, remember? Tool number one of the dark fear. And then number two is destruction. Okay, how do we destroy humanity? Not all of it. We still want control over a more manageable number. So let's come up with something they've been in the works doing for decades, coming up with an injection that will give them AIDS and all sorts of ailments. And then let's add in all kinds of things that are nasty and will eventually kill them, slowly or some immediately. And one of the most potent parts of it is snake venom. Yeah, venom. It's actually in vaccines of the jab. And if you look at what snake bites, I'm sure somebody... if you've been bitten by a rattlesnake, for example, or a king cobra, here are all the possible side effects, or effects, not side effects, the effects of that venom. And there may be 30 different things, which we call diseases. Then you look at the insert, if you could find one, from the jab you got, or your friend got, or you heard about, you'll find the very same list of diseases that, and ailments that could come from this product. So, there's a con job that has happened, and they did it very well because they control the media, and they control what the media says, of course, and they would never say, well, wait a minute, how is it that CDC never identified what a COVID-19 was? How could you possibly have a remedy for something you haven't even identified what it is? You know, that's pretty logical thinking. And even if you did, it would usually take about 2 years to do the preliminary trials and so on and so forth and do it right. Yet here you've got instant solutions. Something doesn't smell right here. Of course not. They never had any intentions of helping people. It was to poison them. Now, had it run its course as they had intended, we would have literally billions, with a B, of people dropping dead or very ill. Had Creator not stepped in 2 years ago and nullified or made harmless these vaccines. It's only a very tiny percent were either done before the remedy by Creator, or perhaps they added a couple ingredients along the way and changed the formula, and before that was observed, more people were ill. So a very tiny percent have been affected negatively, but they show up now, even those are large numbers. When a drug comes out and you find, let's say, 50 people died from it out of, you know, thousands that were injected or swallowed the pill, it would take it off the market. They do it all the time. Here we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of people ill and dying or dead. Athletes in the prime of their life just falling over on the field dead. And we do nothing. So you can see how much control darkness has had on just that whole process. At the drug level, at the pharmacy level, the FDA, CDC, the government. Where's the outcry? There's a few, but not many are listening. People say, well, that can't be. Nobody would be that mean and awful. Yet your doctors, they get the insert. They can read it. And they're still recommending you get a shot. Because if they go against the grain and speak the truth, they'll yank their ticket, their license. Now they're out of business. So they put on the blinders and keep their head down and just follow the crowd. Hospitals, they love to have a COVID patient, and even if the tests, which of course are bogus because there's no such thing, it was PCR, and now they replaced that with another one because people were figuring out, hey, that test isn't valid. Well, the new one isn't either, but we had to kind of keep ahead of the game and keep the game going, and hospitals are given huge amounts of money for every COVID patient. And even more money if you put them on a ventilator, which is the worst thing to do. 90%+ on a ventilator die. And there's only one drug that they recommend, and that's the one that doesn't work. That's how bad it has gotten. That's just our recent experiences, but they've messed with us our entire lives, have they not? The bank, they steal your home because you can't afford your payment. Yet they spend zero of their own dollars, yet we're collecting your money, and that's 100% profit for them. Now, your local banker, he doesn't see probably doesn't even know how money is created. The Federal Reserve is a scam from the beginning. Remember the Titanic? We all perhaps saw the movie or at least heard of it. And it was an entertaining movie, a disaster movie, but entertaining nonetheless. But they left out a few facts, didn't they? It wasn't actually the Titanic that sunk. There were three ships that were being built in Europe, very similar, almost identical. And one was the Titanic, another one was still in production, and a third one has already been in production. And it had a pilot that was a bit reckless and ran into a battleship of some sort and created great damage to the ship to the point where it was not going to pass inspection for seaworthiness. And because it was the fault of the captain on that ship, not the military ship, the insurance company refused to pay. What do you do? And these ships are rather expensive to make, so, well, let's create a con here. Let's take that ship in, and we'll put another name on it. Well, we'll put Titanic over the name on the outside of that ship and say this is a new ship now called a Titanic. It's not seaworthy, but we'll go ahead and launch its native voyage, and we'll put the captain in charge who did the damage, and we'll send it off to sea, and we'll have another rescue ship in the area after we intentionally run into an iceberg. Why would they want to go through all that? Well, one would be, yes, now, that would be covered by insurance. They could collect the money they couldn't collect earlier. So that's an insurance scam. But the bigger part of it was, who was on that ship? What was his purpose coming from Europe to the U.S.? 1912, we're talking about. And what passed into law in 1913, or what was being proposed, was this Federal Reserve Act. And there were bankers and notables in Europe who said, wait a minute, this is a scam. We're going to the U.S. and we'll take this voyage on the Titanic, and we'll tell Congress the real story why you do not want to have this Federal Reserve. Now you see another reason to sink a ship. Give them a strong message. Either they died or even if they survived, they got the message. It's stay away, hands off. That's how darkness works through people, manipulating them to do horrible things. And the rescue ship, as unfortunately, was too far off to the horizon from where it should have been. And so the ship sank, and some made it on the boats that were limited. So history is rarely true, what we read or hear about. It's manipulated by those who want to influence us in certain ways. What motivated Hitler to start attacking others? Well, you got to get people riled up and mad. The Reichstag was a very familiar building, and it had a lot of emotion attached to the Germans, and when it burned, they found somebody to blame. Another foreign element which justified, or at least got the people stirred up, to go to war. Sound familiar? Look about 9/11. Who'd we blame for that? The Afghans, right? So you want to tell me that some pilots in Florida who could barely land in a single-engine plane took over in several planes at the controls and flew them at angles and precision that even an experienced Air Force pilot would have a challenge doing, that doesn't hold up too well, does it? And you have to understand that 9/11 is a farce. Buildings collapsed, absolutely, but they didn't collapse from airplanes hitting them. They were designed that if an airplane did hit them, that no big deal. Now, if you flew an airplane into a building that had a stainless steel shell on it, which is what the Twin Towers did, stainless steel is very tough. An airplane is housed in aluminum, very soft. When you propel something very soft against something very hard, it doesn't penetrate. It'll flatten out and then slide down the building to the ground below, and you'd see wings and seats and dead bodies and tail sections. The plane would be at the bottom of the base. But what did the video show us? It actually penetrated right into the building, wings and all. And even in one video, the nose came out the other side of the building, perfectly rounded. There's a clue. We've been conned, the little computer graphics at work here. So the real planes that were sent off on their journey have a transponder. All commercial planes have transponders, so they show up on the radar and they can become tracked. Well, you can turn off that transponder even remotely. And all planes for many, many years now of a commercial nature can be over, the controls can be taken over by the ground, as the idea was to prevent hijacking, and guided to safe land somewhere, wherever they wanted to go. They could literally control the plane remotely and land it. And even the pilots on the plane could not override that. It was a safety precaution. Well, all you have to do is turn off the transponder, take over control of the plane. It's off the radar where to go. And then you can substitute, because they have training videos that show, you know, if this disaster happens or that happens, then we can present a pretend trip. Beep, 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 watch this new plane representing the old plane that isn't in the picture any longer, and direct this incredible nothing, it's just computer images, and do the aerobatic maneuvers to fly into a building or two buildings. And the Pentagon and out in the form field somewhere. But what's interesting is every aspect of that had a lot of implications which were not shared. On 9/11/2001, an event was to be launched. Nisara, right from the towers, one of the towers, at a certain time in the morning, I believe it was, on that very day. Now, this plan was put together by Bush Sr. Remember, Jr. was in the White House at the time. Sr. moved in to kind of coordinate all the events, and just as a reminder, George Bush Sr. was indeed a Nazi, came over as a boy to be a spy in Tesla's lab, providing secrets to Hitler. They gave him a family into the Bush family later, gave him a brand new birth certificate, made him look like an American. He also started the CIA as one of his early acts, which was basically then the Nazi Gestapo. And, in fact, Operation Paperclip brought forth many of these German scientists and henchmen. And even Hitler didn't die during World War II. He was brought here to the U.S. and was a coach, if you will, to Bush Sr., given a new identity and kept out of sight. So those two folks that came over knew how to control and manipulate people, again, darkness at work. And Bush got that started. CIA today, what have they ever done good for us in all the years they've been around? JFK said he's going to break them up into 1,000 pieces or something like that and cast them to the wind. There are simply spies around the world doing manipulation, taking out leaders that weren't cooperating with the cabal's indeed wishes. So they were doing harm everywhere. They did nothing that was beneficial. It was their own personal Gestapo run by Bush Sr. So back to 9/11, there's a lot of things that were happening on that day, 50 years plus 5 since World War II was 9/11. 2001, what was due on that day? Remember, at this, during the war, countries were threatened and their gold supplies and precious metals were at risk, so they felt the U.S. was the stronghold and gave them to the U.S. on a secure basis to hold them until a future time when they could take them back, when it was a stable economy, stable world. These would have to be stored in the basement of one of the towers. So we had the world's gold, a lot of it, from all over the world, and it was due at 50 years plus a 5-year extension. And it came due on that day. So either they had to return it, of course they couldn't, because they were snitching it all the while, stealing pieces of it, chunks of it, left and right. And just before 9/11, of course, they sent in armored vehicles to extract the remainder of it, take it out before they destroyed the buildings. An inside job. So by destroying the buildings, they said, well, look, sorry, we can't find your gold. It's gone. So they escaped that bullet, so to speak. They also snuffed out Nisara announcement, which would have happened that same day. And guess what hit the Pentagon and the area? Hit the Pentagon was the area where Nisara had their offices at the Pentagon. And it wasn't a plane that hit. It was a cruise missile. They never found an airplane part anywhere. Again, you fly a plane into a building, there's going to be a whole lot of residue. Remember people walking up and down the lawn in front of the area looking for little specks of whatever they could find to identify. Well, I guess it disintegrated. Yeah, a plane and disintegrates, sure. So they snuffed out Nisara, and then the one that happened in the cornfield, there was an underground facility of Nisara, and that too sent a hint to, we will not accept Nisara. It snuffed it out. And Nisara basically was their freedom ticket. It was going to forgive all this illegal debt, restore the republic in all kinds of ways, bring back common law, and a whole lot of wonderful things that have been eroded from our constitution. So that has been eradicated, they thought, forever. But it delayed it. And Nisara has gone to Visara, the global version, which led them to a new financial basis, the quantum system, which is now in place worldwide. And that's part of the changes that are forthcoming. Right now we see a lot of countries on the planet have abandoned the dollar on their the petrodollar, which had been put in place by the dark ones, influenced by darkness, to assure that the U.S. dollar was the premier global currency, reserve currency. Gaddafi, some years ago, said, I thumbed his nose at the U.S., I'm going to trade in my dollars. Well, they took him out. Later, Saddam Hussein in Iran, who the U.S. put into that position, thumbed his nose at the U.S., said, I'm going to use dinars to sell my oil. And so he had a very strong military, so we couldn't take him out by the assassination route. That's, that would be the next step. If you can't negotiate, you assassinate. If you can't assassinate, you go to war. So we were now at level three at war, and weapons of mass destruction, of course, were never found because they were never there. But we did reestablish the dollar as the, still the for Iran, the or Iraq rather, as the currency for oil, petrodollar. Why was that so important? Because the real dollar, originally, back before the Federal Reserve, we had a gold-backed system. In other words, for every dollar in circulation, there was some amount of gold to back it up. So you couldn't overspend, was the idea. But when you go to a paper currency, which the Federal Reserve brought in, what's to stop you from just printing money? And Fort Knox, where supposedly we had all our gold, those were dwindled. Remember Ron Paul, let's audit the Fed, let's find out what's really going on here? Well, they never did, because if they had, they would have exposed that we have stolen the gold, or early on during the 70s, or early 70s, other countries were getting a little suspicious that we may be printing more money than we had gold to back it up, and so they challenged and said that we'll turn in our dollars and we want gold, thank you. And they did, to a point where Nixon finally stopped it and said, hey, if this continues, we won't have anything. So he took us off the gold standard, and inflation, remember, in the 70s went crazy, and a lot of things came from that. So today, however, many years later now, there's a whole new energy on the planet. As more darkness has been removed, more light is there, and people are awakening, and they're seeing through the facade of the petrodollar and the nonsense, and they're saying, nuts to it. We're going to dump the dollar. China and Russia, for example, agreed to trade oil in their own currencies. Other countries continue to do so. Saudi, even Saudi Arabia, one of our biggest allies, supposedly, has dumped the dollar, and other countries as well, the BRICS, that started this revolution here against the financial world, have led the way, which was actually the basis now for a new global financial system, and all countries have plugged into that, as mentioned earlier. So the U.S. is sitting on the sidelines with a fake non-existent president, Biden, who never set foot in the office as president. They were all arrested, remember, that in the January, and imprisoned, charged with their various crimes, and that included most of Congress. And that was done by a military tribunal. Why? Because we were still in martial law since the Civil War. So that is our law. And it was done lawfully by the military to sentence these people to imprisonment. Shortly after, Crater extracted them, eliminated them, along with 70 million others around the world who were of this very dark nature, so infused with darkness, they could not ever come back to light. And they were the basis for all the problems on the planet. So in one swoop, they were extracted. Their bodies dropped. They'd be gone. So the facade that Biden and his team are in the White House is just that. It's a nothing. Basically, the only ones in the White House are security. Here we see videos of Biden doing this, Biden doing that. Or Kamala, she's gone too. Or Hillary, she's gone. Well, they can compute. If you've seen these wonderful movies that come out and these action figures do impossible deeds. Well, many of those are simply computer images. So they could represent someone and have them do impossible physical stunts, for example. Well, they're probably two generations always ahead of what they release to us. So what they have today is they can exactly emulate anyone. That was Microsoft had a video out showing a lady, and they presented a copy of her as a hologram just a few feet from her, and then started to speak in a language she could not speak herself. It was an exact image of her, looked just like her, but she could speak English or any other language that she was programmed to speak. Now, that's a hologram. So that's one tool that can do holograms. And in fact, one point, we saw Biden walking up on the lawn on the outskirts of the White House, and there's some press people there, and you see all these microphones sticking out. And as he approached them, he reached out with his hand, and magically his hand went right through the microphone. Whoops. And then started to speak. All right, there's an example of a hologram. If you walk up to one, poke your finger, you go right through. It's not anything there but an image. So that's one trick they have. But more commonly, they do it on the TV screen or on your computer screen. And they'll create a computer graphics or dynamic animation. There's different technologies that can emulate someone's physical body, their action, their mannerisms, and their voice exactly. So that's when you see him talking to others or interviewed or whatever. And he's always talking almost coherently now. Remember during his presidential run, he could not complete a sentence without stumbling over his tongue? So how did that happen? So we have a semi-coherent imaginary president, and Trump's well aware of this, and the world leaders still honored Trump as their president because he is. When he was president, he had two roles, one, the corporate president, and the sovereign president as well, first sovereign president since Lincoln. When martial law began, everyone thereafter, we went corporate. So he retains the title of sovereign president and is honored and respected by the key leaders. And Putin is of the light. He's a good guy. So is, what's his name, from India. I forget his name right now. But anyway, he's a good guy. He's of the light. Xi in China is of the light. Now, China is a mystery because we see good things and we see bad things from the same country, just like happens here. So there, he represents the good guys, but the Communist Party is coherent or working in the background, and they have controlled the whole chunk of the military. They have 8 nuclear subs that they control, or did. And this is all unknown. All the bad things are put upon Xi, which is not fair, not true. He's doing what the best he can to bring China back to light. And by invitation, he's also invited the U.S. military and a few other countries have helped to eradicate the communist military control. And they've been going city by city through China. It's a big country. And now they're actually lost when a major one is Wuhan, China. So they are winning each battle, all unknown to the press, all unknown to even the alternative press. You know, we see what's going on in Ukraine, and the press, you know, makes Putin look like the bad guy, but what he's doing is liberating Ukraine from a dictator. In each segment of Ukraine that has voted to leave, you know, they have become now part of Russia. By their own volition, they want to. They want to get out of the suppression. So the war going on is to remove the dictator that's running Ukraine, a very corrupt country. One of the first things they had to do in Ukraine was to wipe out all the drug facilities, you know, your cocaine and such. They all need to be processed. Well, these were done in Ukraine, some were above ground, some below ground. And there were dozens and dozens of them, and they've been one after another taken out. So Putin's really the hero. In fact, his ratings are as high as they've ever been. And since Trump's been attacked on this recent nonsense, his ratings are higher than ever before. They claim 34 felonies in this recent thing with Stormy Daniels. Well, it was really one act, but repeated 34 times as far as book entries. How do you explain these book entries? And when they look at the facts, there's nothing to back it up. Well, this leads to some horrible felony. Well, they looked at the papers, experts, and there's nothing there. It's just a scam, just like January 6th. They're trying every which way to get rid of Trump. And if they get a felony on him, you can't be president if you're a felon. So that was their strategy there. They've been denigrating him while he was president and every day since. But he just deflects all of that and grows stronger. So we have a kind of a crazy world, but back to 9/11, what were the motives? Wipe out Nasara, that was motive one. Hide the fact that we, or cover up the fact that the gold was stolen so we don't have to pay back the other countries, that was number two. Who bought the Twin Towers just months before? It was a Jewish name, I forget it now, but, and they doubled up on the amount of insurance, knowing what was coming, and the insurance companies negotiated that down somewhat, so that was another theft. And out of it came what? The Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2, which had already been written well beforehand. They tried to push that before the 9/11 event, and Congress said thumbs down. No, we're not going to do that. 9/11 comes, and now that fear, remember, the number one tool of the dark, fear and destruction, destroying buildings, destroying confidence. Oh, we couldn't sign it fast enough. Nobody read it. or at least not enough of it. And they paid for that too. And when Trump came along, he did his best to get rid of it, but he was able to eliminate certain parts of it, but others, not really. He needed the congressional approval, I believe, and that's coming. That will totally be wiped out at some point in part of NASARA. So we have a lot of activity that has occurred around the world, and it all brings us right to this moment where we see a new financial system getting ready to happen with all these countries abandoning the dollar. Either we stayed with the dollar, we'd have hyperinflation. Nobody else would want it. And we'd go like Germany did at one point. Or what was in place and is in place is the new rainbow, or whatever they want to call it, the rainbow money, based on solid assets of gold and silver and platinum, whatever, precious metals, going back to a secure financial system where then the dollar will retain its value, or increase its value, actually. So that is what's coming. That'll be the answer. And NASARA, GASARA is all bundled into that. So what we're seeing are the preparatory footprints of bringing forth, finally, our GASARA, the global version, and all countries have leaders of the light in each of these countries. May not be the head person then, but someone in that organization has agreed to do this, and then the bad guys would be eliminated as part of the changeover. So we have a world in turmoil, and also what follows turmoil is change, positive change, as long as you have those pieces ready, and they are. So all of this is a prelude to a new GASARA world, where we are returning to common sense, commonality, getting rid of dictatorships and any other form of government that is not elected in a free manner. We've seen what 2020 did with the election. It was totally stolen by the Obama folks running that organization. They cheated with stuffing ballots. They cheated with the machines. Trump would have won at least 80% of the vote in a fair election, and he would do that again or more today. So there's work to be done, but things are moving in that direction. Now, regarding light and dark, we've been at this darkness controlled world for 13,000 years. And 7 years ago, I discovered where the dark are, or who they are, what they are, the beginnings of discovery, and finding they live in another paradigm, so therefore they're not visible to us. But they can invade us. They can do all the harm that we've been talking about. They can manipulate people to do crazy things. They're at the basis of all diseases, all irrational behavior. And we've seen plenty of that, haven't we? Back a few thousand years ago, we saw Moses and Jesus later and Buddha and others came, and very wise emissaries of truth, each in their own way. But their job wasn't to eliminate the darkness. It was to help us function within darkness by choosing light, choosing making better choices, functioning from your heart. And the hope was, again, maybe we can raise the light index enough to overshadow and get rid of the darkness. So let's give that a shot. And here we are 2,000-3,000 years later, and that didn't work. Again, not to fault anyone. How do we know? We never experienced darkness before. We ever knew how persistent they are, how invasive they are. They never, ever quit. To their credit, I suppose. They have one thing we could say about them, that is, they are not ever a quitter. But then neither are we. So with my understanding and discovery of that, and later Lois and I began working together and found that we could find them. We could see them, not with our physical eyes, but with our third eye, our pineal, and our intuition. More importantly, once we can find them, I had a pathway to Creator, the real Creator, not the God that we invented, but the real Creator, and given tools and working with Creator could eliminate these, take them out in big chunks, and we've been doing that for 7 years. We're coming up close to 34,000 sessions. A session would be, here's a group of nasties, identify them, find out where they are, all their power supplies, everything we need to know about them, and then what's the remedy for this particular group? Find the right remedy. We originally had about 4, now we have about 24 or more. And more recently given a more of a wonderful tool that encompasses every situation. So they're eliminated. Well, by eliminating them, they also find myself and Lois as their number one enemies. Because we're the ones who can find them. We're the ones who can eliminate them. So we've been attacked, myself in particular, over the years. And that's part of the game. Not fun, but we are winning. And we've taken out huge chunks of darkness. We've mentioned the word centillion, and you can look it up. It's a 1 followed by 600 zeros. That's a big number. That's a centillion. And we thought, wow, what could be bigger than that? Well, we found out later. A centillion centillions. So that number times itself. Whew, now we've got some big number. And over the years, those numbers kept increasing that we were able to find and remove to the point where recently we had a centillion times itself 10 times. And then again, another one days later, same size. So we've taken huge chunks out of darkness that have persisted for all 13,000 years. And they're very clever. They can hide themselves. They can shield themselves, make themselves invisible. But we found ways to find them regardless. This is what we do. It's in these many sessions we've had. All leading up to one day there would be the end of darkness. And about a day ago, Creator initiated the end of duality. In the prior times, it was singularity. Light and love. Here we had duality, light and love, along with darkness. So by ending the actual foundation of the game, and it had to be done now versus a year ago or 5 or 10 years ago, but because we had to remove the vast, vast majority of the guard of the darkness before we collapsed, or Creator collapsed the duality itself. And why would that be, I wonder? You've heard of healing crises, perhaps. if you're detoxing from some toxicity in your body, and if it goes faster than your body can eliminate it, you have a healing crisis. You get sick and feel worse than you were. In other words, your kidneys and your liver are overtaxed. They can't keep up with all the gunk that's coming forward, so therefore it backs up and it creates sickness or the feeling of sickness. Well, same thing as if you're removing too many emotional traumas or what have you from your body at once, your body will go into overload. And those centillions of would be coming forth at one time, it would be way too much that we could handle. But Creator determined it was now time. And so that was initiated. And some of you, perhaps in the last 24 hours, have noticed, 48 hours, noticed some weird things happening. Maybe you had a lower level of a healing crisis, maybe trouble with sleep, or couldn't get enough sleep. It can work either way. A lot of symptoms are coming to the surface to be resolved. Some very deeply inside of us. Some of these nasties are now coming forward and being dissolved. They no longer exist. But on their way out, they may kick up a fuss, but one that we can handle versus how it would have been months or years ago. So we are on the last phase of darkness existence. They're on their way out, the last of them. And we've taken out, I say, huge chunks, and we thought we got them, and then they have found different ways to adapt, different ways to survive, even when we remove their power sources and so forth. But this final cleanse will be the last of them, leading to a new future. And we talked about, yes, the cleanup on the earth, or the this and that. Well, when you remove all the darkness from people and all the things that they've done to inhibit the ARs, the GSAs, and the RVs, when all those obstacles are gone, and freedom is free to return, that would be a wonderful thing for Earth, would it not? But also, probably about 40% of all the employment on the planet is geared around darkness, of fighting darkness, like the military, police, all your security systems. In fact, all your hospitals and so forth are there to supposedly get you well, which they have no clue how to do. Drugs will harm you. Surgeries will harm you. Remove the darkness and your body starts to heal. So you won't need the whole medical world. You certainly won't need the drug world. So it creates kind of an interesting scenario. What would these people do in a world where we don't need them? So Creator always has a plan. In fact, there were several plans. There were many outcomes that were set up depending on how this game evolved. So there is a new world waiting for us, a whole new one in a new, brand new paradigm where no darkness has ever set foot, nor will it ever be allowed. But before we can be extracted into that new paradigm, we need to be scrubbed clean, don't we? We don't want to carry any contaminants and reignite darkness once again. And not everyone will make the journey. The 1%ers, they've been extracted, obviously, they're gone. And of those who are left, there's some conditions. One, you must be in or of the light. And two, you must have engaged with your heart. Now, that sounds kind of simple, but the vast majority of the world has not. Due to the presence of darkness, of course, and all sorts of reasons, but many of you have found your way to your hearts. I'm not talking your physical heart, I'm talking about your spiritual heart. Or, some of us were born without a spiritual heart, Creator provided an etheric heart, which you could engage with, either one. So like any school, which this is, there are those who drop out, those who flunk out, those who barely make it, those who do well, and those who exceed. And those, again, with those three qualities, in or of the light and connecting with their heart, will make that journey. That's why Creator provided me a year or 2 years ago the six steps, the cleanse, which we call the Elite Program. And some of you have done that. Some not. That's a free choice. Those who have not made that free choice invariably are not in their hearts. And they tend to be influenced by the darkness to avoid doing the processes, because those would do what? They would cleanse your body of darkness, bring you into a higher vibration and so forth, and remove traumas and all sorts of things, all the various, remove the ego. The ego doesn't function from the heart. It works from the head, and it always wants to be right even when it's wrong. It doesn't care. It just wants to be in control. Once you function from your heart always speaks truth and will guide you in proper decisions, proper direction. So we're at a crossroads here. Some will make it, some will not. Some have been working toward it, some have not. These folks never even heard of the club or any of the processes we do. But they're being influenced by all the removal of darkness and the good things that are being replaced with. And they too can function and move on. They may have no clue how all that you've been educated with doesn't matter. They've found their hearts. They're functioning in the inner of the light. And they too will make the transition. The difference is you folks will have the benefit of understanding what's going on, how we got there, how we are fixing it, and what our next step is. And you will carry forth from the lessons you've learned from this life great wisdom that will carry off into the new world. And you will become, if you will, leaders in that respect, because you'll have this great wisdom. You won't know how you got it. You won't have any memory of this life. But you will just have this inner knowing, the growth that you have come to the school of hard knocks, this very difficult school, and graduated. So you will be the go-to people, so to speak, in the new world, the new paradigm. So I honor all that have pursued all the steps, early on Kiwi, and now the Creator's six steps, and have continued to educate yourself, and reflecting on all the instances of your life and finding everything was there for a reason. The hardest trauma brought you the greatest learning possibilities. And maybe you're still learning, maybe you have already. But those are the lessons, how you've overcome it, how you've been able to adapt and grown from the experience. That is the whole point of being here. There's no other reason for being here. You know, you live, you grow up, you die, well, that's not much of a reason to be here, is it? But what you've learned on the journey, in which you've overcome the struggles, the difficulties, and now being part of the awakening, wow, now that's why you're here. righty. Well, let's see what kind of questions you might have here tonight, or comments, and how your day has gone or your life has gone, whatever you'd like to share. So those on the main line, star 6 and the 1 key, will put you in the queue. If you have a question, a comment, something you'd like to explore. And for the international folks, star 2 will raise your hand. All right, first up we have Francis with us.
Good evening.
Hi there.
Absolutely phenomenal. You hit a point tonight. You checked me out a few times over the last year. My dizziness spells. The last time was 2-3 months ago. It had all gone away.
Mm-hmm.
Treatment. And it hit me hard at the golf course today for about 5, 6, 7 minutes. And it was gone again. And when you said tonight, this is my spear something up. Was that one of those spear up things that came out and was gone again?
Yeah. As the collapse of the duality is underway, that's the ultimate support for anything that is dark, and it is being extinguished. And yes, I had my symptoms, and you mentioned yours, and others will have varying degree of different things going on, but it will pass, and it will clear.
Going to last for 5-6 minutes before it wouldn't last for hours.
Yeah, exactly. And because of all the cleansing you have done over the years, you see that has made that a minimal experience versus those who have never done anything. Probably a bigger experience, and generally those not part of this group but elsewhere are going through their version of it. But it will pass for all, and it's a good thing. But, you're saying you might need more rest. Some people will find that to be very helpful. Anything else you noticed?
No, that was when you made that comment that just hit me really hard. It was a good hit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for sharing. Anything else?
Yeah. No, may you all be blessed. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and for checking in tonight, and may you be blessed. And we have Daryl with us. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Tom. Thank you very much for the call tonight. That was a really good rehash of real history, not the fake history that we hear on the news and everywhere else. It's really appreciated.
Well, you're welcome. And I appreciate you. You sent me a lot of nice articles over the years, and we do appreciate you for that. We're here to grow together, and we learn from each other, do we not? I learned a lot from things that are sent to me or questions asked, and I explore them and get down to the truth. So we are here as a team working through all of this to get to a better place.
Absolutely. I'm just curious, did we do a treatment tonight?
Yes. Their creator has provided each of you a healing as typically done, of course, on the creator call.
I'm just curious, did everything go well for me in regards to it?
Well, let's check. Well, let me do a little tune-up here. This will be for everyone, so it's all encompassing here, because sometimes we got to a call late, or you might have had something disrupt us during the call. So let me do a couple things here. Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, we're good now. You had a couple things that I took care of along with all our guests on the call here, so everybody benefited from it. And you are connected to your lifeline, Remember, we just discovered that here recently, most recently. Your timelines are all in order, in sequence, and you're connected to them, connected to your mission. Give you some of the more recent things we've been finding and doing for our members. In fact, the connecting to our lifeline is being done for the entire planet right now.
Excellent.
And about 80% have already accepted that. So we're, and the rest will after duality is extinguished. So we've got a lot of things in process. But you're good to go.
Well, you're doing an excellent job, one and all, and just keep up the great work. Thank you.
And you're welcome, and may you be blessed.
You too. Thank you.
And I believe we have Bonnie with us.
Yes. Aloha. So I'm still having trouble with, like, different weird head pain and body pain and exhaustion. So is that just processing all this stuff that is happening?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, after last night's call. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, and may you be blessed.
And may you be blessed. There's a lot of symptoms that people are going to be experiencing. We heard from Francis earlier, and his were very short in duration. I'm attacked every night, by the way, for months and months now, well, years actually, and it's not fun. But because I'm on the forefront of this, I take the first round, I guess. But I work through it every day, and some of it applies to the entire population. Some of it is mine personally. So I've seen last night be one of the lesser nights as far as what it had been. So that's a good sign. I see the movement toward the end of the end, in other words. And we've heard that from some of our callers here tonight, that they're going through their version of it. And let's check in with Lois. We usually do that. And first of all, I should say, I'll take a moment here and thank Creator for the gifts that we have been provided. And do this in your own private way. And also thank Mother Earth for her gifts. Okay, let's check in with Lois and see how her session went tonight.
I feel very calm, peaceful, and relaxed.
Very good. Have you had any, during the day today, anything in particular happening that was unusual?
There was a challenge that has been going on for 2 weeks that all of a sudden it popped into my head what to do, and it's now resolved.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been working a long time. Lois and I have been doing sessions every day of the year, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. That's trailed off now, fortunately, and some of them are going on for hours, several hours, for the benefit of all of you and everywhere, everything everywhere. There's a lot more to us than this planet. There's an entire paradigm, and beyond that, there's our, we call everything, which is the most encompassing of all that does exist. And there's many, many flavors or layers in between there. And some of these are from different dimensions that we are attacked by, some from different paradigms, some from this paradigm. And actually, another one is from virtual reality. You might recall, you know, that little game, put your glasses on, and it makes it seem very real. Well, this game of duality began as virtual reality back in the beginning. In other words, we didn't have any people involved. They were just like computer images watching it, you know, a game on a computer. And as it evolved, finally, you know, we were observing it, learning lessons. But following World War II, and the game was changed, and it became real. The virtual reality turned into an illusion. In fact, all paradigms are illusions. So this is an illusion too, but it's very real because, you know, you're in it. You're experiencing it. You're not watching it. You're in it. You are part of it, and that's a huge difference. Huge difference. So that was a very painful thing for many of us to come into this world now as a being. And for all the reasons we mentioned, it's a very tough school, but if you wanted to grow and learn from darkness, there are many, many lessons that can be learned that could only have been learned from being smacked in the face. Not physically, sometimes that happens too, but by life smacking you in the face and on the behind and everywhere else. And we've all been through it and healed much of that. And the rest of it is being healed right now. So we can then, what was the lesson from that? How have I grown from that? How has that altered my life? What have I put me on a different pathway? Those are the lessons. And how have I been able to forgive? I've said I forgave, but it didn't really stick until you relearned or learn to release, and given a method to release the hurt. You can't really forgive somebody until you stop hurting. When you stop hurting and learn your lesson, now forgiveness can be done for the first time. And you realize those folks were your teachers. Yeah. Those SOBs, those, you know, whatever name you wanted to give them, and did. They were your teachers. Not that they knew they were teaching you, it's just that the dark was messing with them, thus messing with you, and you had your elements of darkness responding by anger and fear and all the things that you did. And when that all dissolves from you, or that portion of it, from that trauma, you grow. You feel this calmness, as Lois mentioned. You feel your body rising in vibration into a higher energy place. So we are step by step by step moving toward back to our original form of being a light being. And those of us who make that transition will be grandly rewarded. Anything else from Lois tonight?
To remind everyone to make sure to stay hydrated, not only tonight, but over the next few days. That does help you in so many different ways when you are processing things.
Okay, good advice here. We're going to wrap up our call. And thanks again to Creator for the blessings that were given tonight, and Mother Earth. We're always appreciative of this beautiful earth that you've provided for us and the blessings that have come forth in so many ways. And thank you, Lois of Light, for your contributions over the years and we've both taken our licks and gotten through a lot of things together. And that was an amazing ride. And thank you, Debbie, who has been here for many, many years now. And what a soldier she has been, a trooper, and functions from her heart. What a wonderful being she is. Well, always has been, but is rediscovering in herself as she has grown. And to Rick, who has been here for many years, and all who have made their contributions, our members, our elite members, our folks who come to these calls, all of you are here for a reason. You could have been doing anything tonight. You chose to be here listening to this message and have done so for 18 years in some cases, or whatever your term has been with us, and we appreciate all of you. Without you, there is no club. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. This is the end of our calls for this week. We'll be here next Monday for a limited call week. Until then, may you all be blessed. Good night.